Thank you very much for the invitation and the honor to conclude this seminar. Thank you to the Commission, and we have another evidence that sometimes the European institutions are listening to the civil society more than many of the member states and government of this union. And thank you to the European Association of Free Thought for proposing this seminar and for some of the proposals that they have drafted. I will come on this point later. As you probably know, the European Humanist Federation is the largest federation of secularist and humanist associations in Europe. As such, it is also somehow diverse. You have received or can have a look at the memorandum and manifesto we drafted for the European elections, but I would not dare go beyond that on behalf of EHF. It would be too ambitious to summarize and give responses to all that has been said so far. So I will just will make a few remarks on my own personal responsibility. I will put more questions than give answers to what has been done, and sometimes formulating the right questions is at least as important as providing the right answers. This morning it was said that sometimes, and this is certainly the history of our union, the utopia of today becomes the history of tomorrow. Unfortunately, that is true for dystopias too, and it has happened in our continent in the last century many a time. We are today under a lot of threats. The lack of legitimacy of the European institutions is nothing different from the lack of legitimacy of liberal constitutional representative democracy in our countries. We have three constraints, in my opinion, that conspire to jeopardize the fabric of our political civilization. Unlike what happened in 45, and unlike what happened in 89 for the eastern part of Europe, there is no specific event marking this bent. And as a consequence, our civil society and our politicians and sometimes even our intellectuals are less aware of the importance of the mutation that we have experimented then it would be necessary. These big changes, in my opinion, are more or less, and most of all, three. First, we are no longer in the industrial society because technologies changed. Maybe sometimes there are political choices beyond technological changes, but it is a certainty that we cannot go back to the virtues and the vices of the industrial society. Second, the demographical composition of our societies has changed totally from the time where socialists and liberals in the late 40s built the virtuous welfare state, first in England and then in all our countries afterwards. What was the extremely successfully afforded by our societies in the last 70 years is more and more difficult to deliver in our society now, and that applies not only to the retirement system, but also, and this will become probably more and more obvious in the next few years, not decades, in the field of healthcare. And I was happy that Mrs. Gropas was very, very clear from this point of view. And third, we have globalization. Globalization has put out of absolute poverty billions of people worldwide at the expenses of our countries, and especially of the middle classes of our countries. And the existence of a large middle class has always been considered as a pillar of liberal and constitutional democracy. Then we also have the empowerment of ordinary citizens that has been enhanced by the new technologies, that is parallel with the drop of the importance of historical culture in the education of our citizens, and the drop of importance of political cultures in a political game that is more and more played on individualities. So I don't think it is just a lack of ambition, as it was said this morning, by our political leaders. It's not just the lack of political will by political parties. These things, of course, exist. But it is rather the impossibility by the political environment to confess their impotence or relative impotence to the electors. And so come from this the research for scapegoats, the European institutions and the immigrants at the same time. Well, not the Jews for the moment, at least.
Not in France.
You know, not everywhere, but everywhere hinting, as the fascists used to hint at Baron Rothschild in the 30s, the establisher of the Free University of Budapest is now indicated with the same terms as one of the culprits. Migrations are showing the more and more barbaric elements inside our political environment. As an Italian, I can tell you that it is worsening by the week. You probably remember a few years ago when Jörg Haider, the leader of the Party of Liberty in Austria, was ostracized for saying ambiguous things. Now, what some of our main politicians, our leaders, in some of our countries are saying by the day, today, is much, much worse than the ambiguities that were uttered by Jörg Haider a few years ago, and it is accepted, and it is successful. As far as migrations are concerned, I think that one thing should also be established by us. And I think that the European institutions could, in a way, accept this. I saw it when we expressed these views in other meetings with Parliament and with the Commission. There is a tendency today that paradoxically associates both the racist and the xenophobes on the one hand and the extreme multiculturalists on the other to consider the migrants coming from countries of especially Muslim tradition as much exotic as possible. The ones because they are racist and they hate everything that is not in tune with the traditional or what they think is the traditional culture of our countries. The others because they dislike liberal democracy and welcome whatever is coming against it and whatever is can be used against that. But the result of this is that if you are a migrant who is escaping religious pressure from a country of Muslim origin, if you are persecuted in your country because you are either atheist or apostate, or even a religious reformer, or a LGBT person in these countries, when you come to our countries, you are considered a Muslim because you are coming from a country of Muslim origin. And this is horrible for them, but also it is a huge mistake in the eyes of our public opinions. The narrative of the nationalist and the populist is these people are coming here to change our culture, to deprive ourselves from our tradition. And sometimes these persons love our traditions, liberal democracy, human rights, much more than our own populist electors and politicians. And yet when they come here, they are treated as if they were part of the fundamentalist wave that is allegedly going to overcome our institutions. So nowadays, the big problem that we should pose in front of these opposite narratives is integration in a secular society. Laïcité today is much more important than it was in homogeneous, culturally homogeneous countries as those of the 19th and in part of the 20th century in Europe, because it is much more useful now to integrate a much more diverse society than it was at that time. But this is considered also because of misunderstandings that are due to the use of vocabulary in our different political and cultural traditions as outdated, almost everywhere in Europe. This morning, Alain Jean said that it is, in a way, the end of the European integrations made of small steps that was so successful in the past. And that a full agreement with the principle of, he didn't say the word, but of an ever closer union that is stated in the treaties since the beginning of the European integration should be necessary. Yes, I fully, absolutely agree with this. But I think it is the time, given that this is a step in a dialogue that I hope will continue, and I found, especially this morning, I found extremely, extremely interesting. We should now demand ourselves and try to have our civil societies demand themselves what is today a political community. What do we mean when we say we? I wrote a book 10 years ago about this, but I think that the nation state can no longer be that. The European Union could be the response. Well, if it has to be the response, I would be extremely happy if many of our fellow citizens came to this conclusion. Then we should rethink the idea of what is a political community. Of course, this would take much more than some closing remarks. But this is a subject on which we as humanists, as secularists, with all the political families that are inclined to listen to us, should go on discussing. We have a problem of vocabulary. You know, I'm a laïque in the meaning it has more or less in the French language. I'm a liberal in the meaning it has in the English language, which is very different from the French one, and probably much more in British English than in American English. But we must understand when we use words what we mean with these words. Why is it that the French model of laïcité is considered by almost everybody outdated? Probably because the framework that the French society gives to this idea is not translatable as much as it would be if the same being the principles and the values, it could be communicated with a different jargon that would be much more comprehensible for the other Europeans. But in any case, we are now at the turning point. We are in a process that can be compared to that of the years between 1945 and 1957, at the beginning of the European integration process, where the bases were posed. Now we have, of course, as it was said this morning, to have the first job, our first job should be that of preserving the process of European integration. But we also have to rethink of it. I had a lot of interest for what was said this morning about the principles on which a reform of the institutions should be based, especially in the contribution of Alain Jean. But we have to understand that this is no little job. It's not like 20 years ago when you could propose a reform that would be compared to other possible reforms in a process that was granted anyway. We should build from the beginning as it was done in 1945, because we are at a crossroad. With the words of the poet Yeats, we have to work today so that civilization may not be synced. This is our problem today, and this is our responsibility. Thank you very much.